flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe, we got an interesting suggestion here during the break. Texter says Butler and Tua for Beal and Kyler Murray. So he wants to involve these different teams in the States. So,
by the way, thank you for the creativity on the combo of sports. I don't think a trade's ever been done, but I get it. I understand.
He wants to combine the local teams. That's interesting. By the way, I'd probably do that deal.
I look at this thing right now, and it's kind of like after what we just had happen between Dallas and the Lakers, and then even on a smaller version, what happened between San Antonio and Sacramento. And we got Jimmy Butler. We got Jimmy Butler, who's not making this thing easy. He could have been gone by now if he'd sign off on Golden State or sign off on Memphis. His ass would be, he could be in somebody's lineup in the next couple of days.
I almost wish like the Heat would have had a chance to bid for Luka. I mean, I don't know what they could have offered, but imagine having that guy on your team.
That
like
would
he
be,
comes down, you know that he's
by
there.
By the way, nothing against any of the guys on our team, but that'd be good for business.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he played with a bunch of guys on G League.
Yeah. You see how much money it's going to cost them? They're saying right now $116
million
because they thought
contract,
he was fat in Dallas.
That super max contract, my God. Damn near $70 million a year. Good. Tell you, these contracts for these guys that are as good as Luka that reach all the, first team All-NBA. And
but this is like a historic situation here, right? You will never see, I can't imagine you'll ever see someone give up on a star as good as Luka in his prime.
Over being out of shape? That's a weird one.
Like, you don't have anyone in that organization that can talk to the guy?
Like,
that seems to me like an organizational failure.
I think Mark Cuban's gang did try really hard.
But that's a failure, though, on the Mavs, though, isn't it? Like, that guy is untradeable. He just is.
So I know there's not a fan in Dallas or a fan of the NBA is going, wait a second. You're telling me he's 25, we got a conditioning problem, the way he plays? How the hell, if he's got such a conditioning and weight problem, how do you lead the league in scoring and take your team as far into the playoffs as he did last year? Good point. But they moved on him. Boy, he must have really pissed some people off. It couldn't have been the money.
We are seeing that more and more. I mean, the Zion Williamson thing, is that's a real thing too.
That's a
That guy was supposed to be a generational talent.
No, but we've never seen him as an all-NBA player. We've never seen him get
through
a season.
He's got all the talent in the world. He's just...
Yeah, but...
His legs can't carry his body.
That's right. Without being mean-spirited, yeah, you're talking about a heavy guy that can't... He's athletic, still athletic, but...
He's always been big, though. I mean, remember his shoe exploded at Duke?
Well...
Never seen that before.
Those knees, if he got problems with your knees right now... And
well, yeah, if you were carrying that upper body, you probably would too.
Those restaurants, apparently, he likes in New Orleans, some of the same ones I have.
It is good. It is good.
<They're not> good. Probably.
You like those sandwiches, the po' boy sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, man, I like
the
all
fried
that
shrimp.
Stuff.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
They even jambalaya.
Got a spicy breakfast with all this stuff. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Can you even go to New Orleans anymore? Like, I feel like all that food would kill you.
It does. I take a ton of stuff, but I got to go after it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You get introduced to that stuff. That's you can't be going there for a steak or Italian restaurant. You got to stick with the home cooking there, man.
No, I bet Zion hits it hard. He eats those fried sandwiches, and then he goes and he probably downs a bunch of daiquiris on Bourbon Street.
What happens to him? Always hurt.
Well, I mean, look at that franchise, man. Like, what else can you do? By the way, Dallas, I don't think they'll ever end up with a player that good again. I think it is just so insane what they did.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, to give up on that guy, good Lord.
Well, we saw Dallas's best team. They came and beat us at home. We saw that years ago.
Now, they're going to smash him, right? The organization, they'll take their shots. I'm curious to see what they're going to say here as they continue on. I know they basically already called him fat and said they couldn't win with him.
I think you have to do that to save face. You have that conditioning stuff come out.
Did I see a we got to win now thing? Did you see that one? We're trying to win now, so they brought in Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Because apparently he didn't get you far enough last year.
I'm kind of curious to see what this looks like. First of all, I think more stuff's going to happen before Thursday at 3 o'clock. But... I'm kind of curious to see what the Lakers look like with LeBron, who knew nothing about this deal, how he reacts to this. Jeez, crazy. Crazy stories. By the way, the other story that we haven't really talked about that much, Justin Tucker, considered to be one of the great, they call him the GOAT, one of the greatest field goal kickers of all time. Matter of fact, a lot of people already said he's a Hall of Famer. Well, the Hall of Famer, who's coming off his worst year by far for the Ravens, facing allegations of sexually inappropriate behavior. The numbers now, it was at 6, Woody. Now you can put it at 9. It all happened back in 2012 to 2016, and for some reason now all this stuff is coming out. I don't know if he decided to try to go back into one of these massage therapy places, but apparently it's the same act. And the first girl said, I would have come out earlier, but I didn't want to be it. The Raven fans were going to kill me, and it would have been me against him, and he's a star kicker. I would have got chewed up, which is she's right. She would have. She's right. Because fans would have said the guy's making 50-yard field goals in his sleep. Yeah, that would have been a problem for you. But right now, man, I'm dying to see how he survives this. And I know it was a long time ago. It was, 8, 9 years ago now?
I don't think he does. We've found out if you're expendable, they're not going to put up with this.
Did Mike Florio say you got to go pay all these women off right now? Doesn't that make you look guilty when you? Huh? I think he said that. Well, didn't he just like, all right, here's a hunter for you. Are you done? Will you shut up now?
I mean, he may be right. I don't know. He's a lawyer. I'm not. But Justin Tucker is very replaceable. Is he not? The problem with Deshaun Watson.
The guy's won a lot of games.
I know, but the problem with Deshaun Watson
this year.
Before all this stuff went down, like when he was playing, he was a really good quarterback. And those guys are very hard to find. So that's why he found another. If he wasn't a great player before all this, he would have never gotten another job. Well, but this guy can, I mean, this guy, you can throw him off the team and you find another kicker late in the draft or whatever. He'll be fine.
Probably find a guy. He may not be this good for this long.
That's okay. Plus, the guy can't play anymore anyway now that he stopped doing, you know, what he was doing. The Tiger Woods phenomenon.
I don't know. It's a weird
It's the same thing with Deshaun. These guys stop doing what they're doing and they fall off a cliff.
This this is and by the way, they get into pretty good detail too. I guess you read some of the stuff and they get into
I read a little of it. It got a little
rubbing
much.
Against him.
Yeah, it got a little much.
He was very stimulated.
Yeah, he'll probably leave some of the details out, but
yeah, man.
But I'm guessing he's done, right?
I don't know.
Dude, he's an expendable player. Like,
he's
going to
say,
need him.
He says it's my word against those nine women and the guys that told me I couldn't come back to the massage.
And they're going to say, you know what? You're a kicker. We can replace you. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
Because we don't want all of our fans pissed at you. You're just a kicker. If you were our star quarterback, we'd probably think differently.
I don't know, man. Kickers are pretty important today. They are pretty
I know
important.
They're important, but they're replaceable. They are replaceable. Especially that guy. He wasn't even good this past year.
I tell you what.
He may never get it back.
Advantage, this round of the Super Bowl, advantage Kansas City with Butker.
30th in field goal percentage.
He was?
Yeah.
He was terrible. Yeah, he had a bad year.
So my guess is
he missed
his
9 or 10 field goals. No, he was bad.
His time is up.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out all that loyalty stuff that Harbaugh's been
doesn't
talking
it
about.
It depends on how good you are, right? It's sad, but that's how it works.
Everything's like that. We're finding out in sports.
Yeah.
We'll put up with a lot, let you be late a lot, as long as you're really good. Hell, look at Willie O'Reilly's deal. Look what they're saying there. Tim Hardaway said, hey, man, that's on you guys. You created the monster. Now you try to pull it back, it's too late. He goes, oh, hell no.
Deshaun Watson is an all-time mutant, right? And they gave him one of the biggest contracts ever, fully guaranteed.
If he would have played like he did in Houston, this would not be an issue right now with him. But he's been terrible and injured.
Well, that's called karma.
Okay.
You know.
Whatever the name is on it, it has turned out to be one of the worst trades of all time. And it's Cleveland.
Yes, it is.
Cleveland's now trying to work around this thing. By the way, what's he on? He's on the books for what, 2 more years?
Yeah, they keep planting stories about him. Isn't that the conspiracy that they keep planting stories on him so they can get out of the contract?
Trying everything. can something happen here? Is there more women coming in here or anything that we could find out about? Hey, we got more to talk about with Michael Kotze and at Choice Mortgage, I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, I want to let you know. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking to get approved and get the lowest rates and get qualified quickly, that's what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does. If you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you. Even credit card debt. Michael Kotze is working and helping a lot of people that have got themselves in real bad situations, those credit card debt, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29%. What are you doing? You're never going to get that thing paid off. Well, Michael Kotze helps a lot of people a lot of different ways. And I got to tell you, man, I always tell everybody this. Go to Google Reviews on the web and find out what they're saying about Choice Mortgage. You'll find out a lot of great things are being said. It's about great service. He works 7 days a week. You can call or text him on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday when you're out shopping. You go, oh, my God, we found the place. Who do we call quickly here? I don't want to wait till Monday. Let's go now and get this. We got to get this thing started. Michael Kotze, you can always reach, and he'll get the whole process started for you and get it all done about half the time of the big banks. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage really has no life. This guy's always working and has the knowledge to help you get qualified and done quickly. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business, 561-441-2730. Call or text him, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Ah, Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back and good morning, Derek. Oh, gosh, man, it was a crazy deal over the weekend. There's a good chance we've never, I don't remember. A trade like this with the players that were traded. I think everybody's shocked to see a 25-year-old Luka Doncic traded to the Lakers to play with LeBron and Anthony Davis will come back, who's also a really, really good player. Double-double, 26 points, 12 rebounds a night. Goes to the Mavs to play with Kyrie Irving. And the weird part is you see weight and out-of-shape conditioning, which has been a knock on Luka for a while, that he lets his weight and he has to work himself into shape. And this year, he got hurt, calf muscle. And they're saying a lot of this is because he doesn't stay in shape. He's not in shape. So you try to get in shape through camp, and now it starts to catch up with you as you get older. And I can't even – can you imagine the Lakers get this call? How would you like Luka? They go, what? For who do you want? Anthony Davis. First-round pick. All right, you got it. Just a wild one, and then the De'Aaron Fox one also comes in behind it, going to the Spurs. Zach LaVine, by the way, goes to the Kings, so a lot of moving parts with that. And De'Aaron Fox – maybe Jimmy Butler could learn from De'Aaron Fox. He just went about his business, played, said, I want out of here. Everybody knew he wanted out, and he got to go where he wanted to. And Spurs looked like they got a lot better by having De'Aaron Fox on their roster. So we'll probably never see anything like this again. I know people are going to be saying that. It's just hard to imagine. Trying to think of what that would be equivalent to if you were talking about the NFL. And, man, just a crazy one. Luka Doncic has been coming off a year. He led the league in scoring and took his team deep into the playoffs. Who'd they end up losing to? They lost to?
Boston.
Boston. God, crazy. What a year, man. What a year, and you're gone. Just like that. They go, nah. He's falling apart on his 25. That's a weird one. I'm guessing Dallas is the folks in Dallas just aren't real excited about 31-year-old Anthony Davis, who, by the way, he's hurt all the time. This is the healthiest he's been. I don't think he's missed a lot of games this year. And then the question always comes to me, did LeBron James know and involved in this at all? He says not. I don't know anything about this, man. Anthony's my guy. I didn't know anything about. You know, Anthony's going, really, LeBron? You didn't know this was coming down? Come on, man. You know everything in today's world. So anyway, we got all that stuff. Congratulations to Paul Maurice. 900th win. And then, by the way, that wasn't enough on Saturday. He got another one last night, thanks to Carter Verhaeghe and the hat trick that he had. And so now coach is at 901. And fourth coach to get to the 900 win club in the history of the NHL. My God, man. Still a young guy. Paul Maurice, still a young guy. You could tell he enjoys what he's doing. More importantly, they've won three straight games. Clearly our best team in this town. And getting this thing rolling. Get a good test tomorrow night at Washington. That's been a nice story. Ovechkin is about ready to break. This is weird. Do you see this? Wayne Gretzky's record for goals. Not points, but goals. This guy's gonna break it. Not this year, but most likely next year. Ovechkin's going to break the record. He's getting ready to sneak up here, I believe, on 40 here real soon, if he's not already 40. But still playing at a pretty good level, man. And Washington, he's got the best record, I believe, in the East right now. So big part of it. Big part of it is how good he's been. Boy, we thought none of those records. You hate to ever say none of these records will ever be broken that Wayne Gretzky has set. But goals are in serious jeopardy right now. Serious, serious problems here with the way Ovechkin's playing. So we've got all that, and then we got to figure out what we're going to do with the Jimmy Butler trade deadline Thursday, 3 o'clock. I'm starting to wonder, like, I don't know what you can do. They've already said we don't want Bradley Beal. Nobody wants Bradley Beal. 2 years, $110 million left on his deal, and they're going, nah, we want that. Hell, we just give Jimmy Butler and just. So, I don't know how this happened.
Jimmy's got to plant more of those fans in the stands there. They were heckling him pretty good the other night. Made his kid cry.
For who? Jimmy?
For Beal, yeah. They were heckling him, and his wife was upset, and the kid cried. That's how you get him out of town.
I don't know if that'll work, man.
No. Jimmy's got to try everything.
And what's don't want to be here. I don't know how you can have
He's such
back.
An idiot to say there's one team that he'll go to. Like, also, like, what are you thinking, man?
He's told what everybody else says. About 90% of players that are really good that usually force their way to the team they want to go to. And they usually have a pretty good idea ahead of time that team wants them.
Golden State wasn't good enough for him, apparently.
They're not very good, just so you know.
I don't know that Phoenix is very good.
They're a lot better than Golden State is.
You know, if you really wanted to win, if you wanted to be in the best situation to win,
you go to Memphis.
Be here?
Go to Memphis.
Memphis? Realistically, though, wouldn't it be here?
I don't know. Somebody got this thing in his ear to go play with Durant and Booker.
Yeah, I don't know that's the answer, though.
And
like,
that's
you want to be in the
three.
West? The West is going to be tough, man.
Well, you know about big threes. You're a big three guy. That's a big three. Jimmy Butler becomes the third guy of the big three with the Phoenix Suns.
It's an aging big three.
By the way, Durant's a couple years older than Jimmy Butler, but Durant still loves to play and wants to be a star, unlike whatever this clown's doing.
I don't know. I see Durant fighting with fans every night. They put videos up of him. He's barking at people. He was in a fight with Gary Payton the other night in the stands.
Yeah, but Gary Payton can talk some trash. Now you're talking old school trash talking right
that's
there.
True,
that guy
true.
That guy gets after pretty good. You don't have to worry about that one. Anyway, it is. it's been a crazy one in here pretty soon. I believe, matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, tonight's media night at the
I don't know, man. I'm locked into this NBA thing. Who cares?
You don't care yet about the
whole... How can you? You want a couple of texts here really quick?
Yeah.
Port Miami Mike said, I think the Mavs as an organization just no longer wanted to put up with the BS. And I agree, but, man.
Oh, it is.
You can't do that. I'm sorry. The guy's too good. He's just too good.
He thought so, too.
There's got to be some person you could bring in there that would, like, whip him into shape. Like, LeBron is not the only person that can get through to this guy. That's what they were saying on TV. Like, LeBron's the only one who can get through to him.
He's not a bad way to go. You'd probably agree if you're
not
at the top of the list.
I mean, there's got to be some way to get through to the guy. You just cost him $116 million.
You worried about that today? We're talking about that. You brought that up twice.
I'd be worried about it if I were him.
Why does anybody care? Yeah, he lost that money. You shouldn't care about that. Anyway, this thing is 5-year, $345 million, super max. God, that's a lot of money. Damn. You're talking just short of $70 million, Woody, a year on average. These guys, I'm telling you, we're a few years away from some of these young stars. What's that guy from Oklahoma City with the three names, Woody? What's that guy going to be worth?
Probably whatever that contract is there.
He's not that old, right?
SGA? He is young, yes.
He's looking at that.
He might win the MVP.
Or the center in Denver. He's at it again, man, a walking triple-double.
I don't know. Shea is the top fantasy player this year so far. That's all that matters.
He's been pretty damn good, man. He is fun to watch, too. You know, he was with the Clippers. They traded him. That's how you get rid of people. Nobody saw he was going to be this good.
The Clippers had him and someone else, and they traded both of them. I don't remember who the other one was.
Can't be doing
that.
Oh,
you know what I saw? I'm sorry. The Mavs also had Jalen Brunson. That's who they had.
Oh.
They had Jalen Brunson and Luka at the same time.
They didn't want to give him. Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They showed a picture of those two guys like holding up the jerseys together.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Someone said Luka's so heavy he caught a lift and the driver refused.
Oh, no. Mm. I'm not touching that again today. I went to tell that story and I stopped because it wasn't going over real well with three women.
The family didn't like it? Did you show them the picture first?
Can I just say weight with the women thing is just not.
Mm. That was Paul George who was involved in that SGA deal.
Who, by the way, you don't think they
dumped? Or was it Paul George was involved in the other deal?
You don't think they dump Paul George in Philly in a heartbeat if they could right now?
Paul George has bounced around everywhere, huh?
Is he going to play at all?
Well, it's him and his buddy Kawhi, right? Kawhi can't see the floor either.
Jeez. Just hoping, man. Hoping to keep guys going, and they're always injured.
That's the NBA, though, man. These guys are all injured. They all don't want to play, but you got to pay them $300 million. It's a fun league.
Are we about ready to go to break here? Because we're going to have Chris Perkins join us from the Sun Sentinel. We're going to talk to Perk a little bit about the Senior Bowl and about the Miami Dolphins. Very interesting take on the Dolphins going forward. He thinks they're in pretty good shape. So stay with us. If you're on that team, we'll find out. But before we do, I want to take a second to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, and the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience. And I was with them the other night, Friday afternoon, having a couple of cold ones. And we were just talking, they're pit bulls, man. If you've gone through an injury and you want to go and know that somebody's got their name on the law firm, is a person that's going to take care of you, or the people that are going to take care of you, because a lot of times Harvey and Gary work together. They're big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results and small enough just to call you back. See, they believe in personal touch. They believe you want to know when you've been injured in an automobile accident or something at work, you'd like to have an update from time to time and know how your case is being handled. Go to CohenJudah.com and read their reviews, partners who can handle your case from start to finish, and always you can get a hold of, even on the weekends. Go to CohenJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.